Yeah.
Mantel.
Mantel. Yeah, this was up above the fireplace, you know.
Usually just some kind of wooden slab.
Wooden slab. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was a mantel.
You have any idea how often people had to clean out their fireplace?
Well, if they would burn that thing often, you have to clean that thing every other day. And another thing about it, calls on what type of wood that you was burning, you know? Now, you could burn this, like, scrap boards from houses and stuff like that, you know? You could burn that and you have to clean it every day. But you burn heavy wood like oak and pine, and you wouldn't have to clean it about every other day. That if you burn it all day long, you know, burn that wood all day, because you wouldn't get the ashes from that type of wood you would from just bold stuff, you know, scrap bolds. Scrap bolds, it wouldn't hardly last a day, but you wouldn't have to clean that thing. But now they it's different from it was in those days. Most of the fireplaces got a pit. Now, you know, got a pit underneath. And the ashes fall down, and they have a pit about that deep for the ashes fall down, and you got a door on the outside, and you take your little rake, and then you can rake that stuff out, you know, out from under there. And so you can go for days and days before, because you got that much space up under there where your ashes are fall, you know. So you can go for days and days with that. But during the time when I was coming on, you didn't have no place for that the ashes to fall, but right in the bottom of the fireplace there. And about every other day, you had to clean that thing.
What did they do about that black stuff that is thick at the sides?
That's that. Well, I tell you what my dad did on the. It was a little better than that on the stovepipe. That sucked. It was better on a heater than it was on the fireplace, you know? Because I imagine the chimney on the fireplace was so large, you know? But my dad would take a shell, cut it in two, and take a, and throw the powder in there. In the heater, you see.
Oh, you mean like a shotgun shell?
Yeah, yeah. And shotgun shell, and you get the pot out of it, you know. Just dash it in the heater and shut the door, and it's a whoo! And that clean you.
I never heard it done like that.
Yeah.
It worked pretty good.
Yeah. That'll blow it right out. Yeah. Right. But you take, a lot of them would use paper. Use this. These old books, you know, and tie it on a rod and set fire to it, and then run it up and down the chimney. But Dad, he never did do that.
Was there ever any danger of fire coming out the top of the chimney and setting your roof on fire?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Now you take, it wasn't as bad. You take a fireplace, don't draw like a heater do, you know. Now, I have saw fire stands out the top of it that high on our heater. Mm. That's right. You take wood is about the hottest heat you can get. Wood, you can put enough wood in something, and you can melt it. It's pure wood. Now, we would take our heater, and if we would throw enough of wood in that heater from the belly of the heater, all the way out the roof would be red. I saw off a heater, the pipe and all would be red. That's the reason